The provost of the Lagos State College of Nursing, LASCON, Igondo, Mrs. Oyefunso Oyenaga, has called on the newly capped and strapped student midwives to continually strive to live on the ground of academic and moral pursuit, adding that the institution is built to train and mold graduates that are competent based on best global practices. Oranuga, who made the remark recently during the capping and strapping ceremony organized by the college for the set of Y2022 student midwives, acknowledged the students' efforts to have scaled through the rigorous 6 months of theoretical and clinical experiences. While encouraging them to remain focused, she explained that the event is not the handing down of the symbols of professionalism but a strengthening commitment to serve with honor and dignity by continual learning and practicing with the goal of achieving excellence in the profession. The provost disclosed that the Y2022 set would be the last set to be capped and strapped at the college, adding that this is due to the commencement of its Ordinary National Diploma, OND, program while awaiting the accreditation team from the National Board for Technical Education, NBTE, for the commencement of Higher National Diploma, HND, program. She stated that the state government has shown its commitment by supporting and investing in human capital development at the college. This is in addition to providing automatic employment for student nurses after completion of their programs. The guest speaker and head of the Department of Midwifery, Lagos University Teaching Hospital, LUTH, Dr. Mrs. Betty Omo Ojo, speaking on the theme, Climate Change and Human Health, the Midwives' Perspective, emphasized that it is the responsibility of midwives to show support and prevent maternal and infant mortality by doing everything to ensure the safety of mother and child. On his part, the chairman of the National Association of Nigerian Nurses and Midwives, Lagos State Chapter, Mr. Julius Awahide, who was represented by the state secretary, Mr. Toba Odemosin, called on the government to expedite action and assist in fast-tracking the construction of new hostel accommodation for students in the college and the accreditation for the commencement of its HND program. He also implored the state government and relevant stakeholders to consider granting scholarships to encourage those interested in the profession but who cannot afford to enroll due to their financial status.